Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome back to In Reality, the Mirror's TV podcast. Every week we talk about our favourite shows that are on TV at the minute and what's to come. Lately, obviously, as you know, it's been all about X Factor and Strictly, but we're switching it up this week and we're having a bit of a change and we've got a very special guest to go with it. I'm Vicky Newman from the online showbiz team and I'm joined by my colleague Hayley Min and our very special guest Charlie King.
Hello.
Hi Charlie, how are you doing?
I'm very good, yourself?
I'm good, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Obviously, Towie has been so good this series.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, have you been loving it? What's it like to be back?
It's always good to show my face and go back to where it all started. So, yeah, to see what everyone's up to is always good. I always like to get a bit of the gossip and, you know, try and be a voice of reason. That seems to be my role within the show, as always.
Are you going to be coming into more episodes then?
Well, the series is coming to an end now, but we're going to be gearing up for the Christmas special. And then once we've done that, I think in the new year, it'll all be switching up a little bit. I think there's going to be some changes, and I think that it's going to be, I think it's going to be exciting, the new year for Towie. Yeah.
So you had like 4 years away though, didn't you?
I had some time away, yeah.
So was it weird kind of coming back to it? Or?
It was really, I wouldn't say it was weird. I was so excited. I remember we spoke about it, didn't we, when I first was coming back. And I was just so ready to show the audience and people where I'd sort of got to from where I'd come from, if you like, because obviously I was a totally different guy back then to where I am now. And for me, my whole driving force of going back to the show was to say, look where I've come, and I hope you like the new updated version of me.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I mean, you seem to have had a very warm welcome back to the show, haven't you?
And yeah,
I mean, did you watch while you were away from it? I'm always interested, like, do people watch the shows?
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's something that takes up all of your life while you're on it. So for me, I did it for like 2 years at the beginning. And then obviously when you come off it, you still feel part of the bubble, so you keep up to date with it and see what's going on.
At the moment, you seem like a mediator between Gemma and Bobby. Why do you think you've sort of taken on that role?
You know, I don't actually know why I've got that role. but with both of them, I understand them as individuals and I get their friendship. And I think that the producers see that. And obviously, I always try and be as open, honest, and see things from both sides and be fair. I do think that they've got a nice friendship, but they're both so headstrong and they both get so put out quickly that obviously it then causes all the drama, which makes amazing TV. But I know away from the cameras, and I know really between them, there is love there between, you know, they are friends.
They're a bit like a married couple, they seem.
They are, yes. They really are. They're always upset with one another, and then as soon as they see each other, it's like, oh, you know, let's make up.
So. I know you'd said that you are a bit worried about going back and with Bobby and Gemma because there'd been obviously a bit of friction in the past and everything. I mean, how are things between yous all now?
We're good. My friendship with Gemma is stronger than my friendship with Bobby, for sure. He keeps himself to himself, and I respect that. And I've said it on the show, and I say it to him even face to face, is that I accept now that our friendship isn't what it used to be when he used to come and stay with me, or would go to Spain together, or go and hang out. He kind of likes to just keep himself to himself. So even though when I see him it's lovely, I know it's kind of, it's in its limitations. Whereas I'll go and spend the day with Gemma like I did last week. I help her set up her shop. I will go into her flat and we will sort of spend the day chilling, talking, go and do some exercise, whatever it is she wants to do. And we speak every day, even if it's just on WhatsApp or whatever. So that's a real friendship in my eyes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're always good. Whenever I see Bobby, he gives me a hug, hello, and, it, you know, we do our scene and we talk, but then that's it.
I mean, I know
quite an odd setup between you and Gemma, because obviously you used to be dating. Mm. So, you know, do you think you've still got like that kind of closeness with her?
I think when you've got chemistry with someone, yeah. you've got chemistry, and she's really happy for me. She actually met my boyfriend the other day
really?
For the first time.
Did he get the GC approval?
She said to me, "Oh, Charlie, oh yeah," because she's always trying to like set me up with someone. She's always been like, "Oh, I want to introduce you to this one and that one, and come over to Tenerife and meet my friend." And I'm like, "But Gemma, I'm in a relationship." And then we was at the Teen Awards the other day. When she felt I took him with me, and for the first time she met him, and it was really nice for me to be able to introduce her to him. And she did send me a message later on that day saying like, "Oh, he's lovely."
Oh, so, how did you meet?
What, me and my boyfriend? Yeah. Through a mutual friend of ours, actually. A guy called Russell Tovey. He's a really...
Yeah. Oh my God, I love him.
He's amazing. Yeah.
Such a good actor.
Yeah, so yeah. He's one of our pals. And
tell him we said hi.
I will. He's in America at the minute. His career is flying.
Yeah, going yeah. crazy.
Flying. So, yeah, amazing.
But yeah, going back to the Teen Awards, you brought it up.
Oh God, yeah.
We'll have to talk about it. I mean, God bless her.
Yeah.
I do feel... really sorry for her, but God, that was hilarious.
It was an incredible video. I watched it. I spent all day watching it from every different angle.
It was such a moment.
Like, I tell bless you, her though, but you can't not laugh, can you?
No, well, it was just funny because I could see... I mean, I'd spoken to her just before she was going to go out there yeah. and do her thing. And she was so excited to be at the Teen Awards and Rita Ora, Nick Grimshaw, all those people. And the audience were great because obviously they're young and they love obviously reality TV, and there was just a fantastic atmosphere. And she put her little hair in like the sort of, I call it the Scary Spice look, and she was trying to be all down with the teens yeah. and get up there on that stage. And I was watching her friend film from the side of the stage. She's a mutual friend of ours. So I saw her, and then I saw Gemma down on the runway ready to go up and do her mm-hmm. whole announcement. And everyone was so happy, like she was there, and obviously she didn't see that they were going to lower.
Did she not know that that was going to happen? Because
no, she didn't.
Because just the shock, like when she steps back. I mean, I was saying, you know, like when you're coming down the stairs and you misjudge and you think there's an extra stair, and
we've all been there.
That feeling, that sinking feeling, yeah. is horrible, and yeah. like. It must have been terrifying for her.
Well, your heart skips a beat, doesn't
yeah.
it? Because it's like, but we were. My boyfriend was actually saying, "Gosh, you've got to be careful of that hole."
What
there.
A first impression!
I know, I know. But she'd obviously gone on stage and not realised that they were lowering, ready to bring up the winners. And yeah, maybe there was a bit of negligence on stage management there or something. I don't know, but she obviously just turned, and you can see that she didn't realise.
Oh.
But the aftermath was pretty like that. The audience just was like, "Oh my God, what's happened?"
It was unbelievable.
It was like a gasp.
Yeah. Oh,
you can't quite pick that up when you're like on the videos and stuff, but in the actual arena at the time, everyone was looking like, and all you could do is see him trying to get her up and just see her feet.
Gemma can have a laugh at herself though, and like I was creased later that night when she shared like this meme of herself as if it was like a National Accident Helpline.
Oh, fantastic. we went backstage as soon as she'd finished doing her stuff with the guys. She did some meme thing with Rita and Nick. She came back into the green room and she was just like, "I'm a viral sensation." She was going to lap this up. And she was like, "Only me." And I was like, "You know what? This is actually going to be really good for you because the world is going to talk about you."
Yeah.
And the Teen Awards are, you know, yeah, they're a big award show, but people kind of miss them from time to time.
Yeah, that was all I was bothered about from the Teen Awards.
Same.
Gemma's moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it had been anyone else, it wouldn't have been as funny.
No,
as well,
no,
it was
I agree.
Juicy.
Yeah,
because she's just the best. Like
she's really had this new wave recently, hasn't
yeah.
she? Of,
yeah.
Of this internet fame, and she's just good fun. She's really taken it all in her stride, and
yeah,
she's gone to Tenerife today, I believe. She's getting away.
It's not getting her down too hard, is it?
No, she's all right.
In the sun,
yeah,
loving life.
Yeah, she's loving life. She's as good as gold. So, but yeah, it was a funny moment. I was kind of pleased to be there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I wish I'd heard this gasp the audible gasp.
It was the gasp and the microphone drop, and everyone was just like, boom, because the whole arena just kind of like, you, when a mic drops like that, it's just like, wow.
I think if you were there, you wouldn't have known whether to laugh or not, because you wouldn't have known if she was hurt.
Well, me and Arj were sitting next to each other, and we were just like, 1 minute we're like gasping, holding our, them, you know, our hands over our mouth, and then we were just cracking up. And then obviously she got back up on stage and did the whole sorry guys, you know. So we knew that she was all right.
The show must go on.
You just said you were with Arj, so are she and Arj like absolutely fine now?
It seems to be, yeah. He's as soon as she fell, he went straight to her. Like, he wanted to go and make sure she was all right. And you can just see it between them. They've got this chemistry again,
yeah,
and they've obviously got a lot of love for one another. I don't know if it, you know, if he wants anything more, if I'm totally honest, but he obviously definitely has a lot of feelings for Gemma.
Yeah, do you think she would go back there?
She has such a glint in her eye when she's around him, which always makes me think, well, she always says nah, but I think that's self-preservation. I think she's trying to protect.
Yeah,
but I do think in her heart she's got a lot of love for him. I mean, they all left together, so
I think they're so sweet together.
Yeah,
like I would love to see something happen.
Yeah, they are. They've got nice chemistry for sure.
Yeah, I mean, as well as that, this series of TOWIE, obviously there's been like people coming back and things like that, but there's also been a lot of drama in the other sense. There's been a few breakups. I mean, what do you kind of make of, you know, what's happening between like Pete and Megan? I mean, it's kind of all,
to be honest, I get so bored of that stuff, and this is me just being honest, and I would tell it to the producers and I would tell it to them. You know, I don't really have a lot of time for it anymore. I like Megan, and I think she's got something about her, and to be honest, from what I know of Pete, I can see why she's probably onto pastures new personally. So even though he seems like a sweet guy, I think that she's on a bit of a roll at the minute. She's obviously doing her music. She's obviously doing whatever she's doing with her ex now. That's all coming to surface, I think, in the episodes to come. I just think that it's just not working, so just crack on. And then who else is... There's drama's been with...
Lauren and John.
I love Lauren.
Yeah.
John, I don't know that well. I don't know, for me, again, I don't find it that interesting. And Amber Turner, not really feeling
Amber,
that one.
Dan.
Yeah, I find them really dull.
Fair enough.
I do, like, I'm just honest about
they're
it. Like,
very good looking, though.
Good looking, but dull.
Yeah, but good looking's not the be all and end all of life, is it? You know?
He's really good looking. I don't think she's that special, personally.
I actually agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, Taylor. Yeah. But no, I mean, it has been quite a dramatic series. And the thing with TOWIE for me, it seems to have quite a quick turnaround, like from filming to it being on the telly.
Well,
it seems really quick.
It's a longer turnaround now than what it used to be. I mean, we used to film, literally, I'd film sometimes a scene the day before it would go out.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, it would be quite intense because they were like, oh, we need to get this in because it's going to the edit tonight to go out tomorrow. Yeah. We film now about a week in advance. But prior to the show going out on the initial episodes, I think it's a slightly longer... like, so if they're filming in Spain or, you know, Marbella or whatever,
of course, yeah.
There's a slightly longer window now to kind of get it ready for coming out on TX.
Yeah, it just seems really quick, like, compared to some of the other shows. Like, I know Geordie Shore is sort of months.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, now this series has just finished, the current one, but they're already filming the next one, and there was like a slight crossover. But the weird thing with Geordie Shore is that, kind of, you know, a lot of the big things that have happened before, and like, say, like with Gary, like when this series started, he was like, oh, I'm single, and he was out on the pole and everything, but we knew that in real life he was back with his girlfriend, they're having a baby. So it's quite an odd like juxtaposition.
Yeah.
But whereas TOWIE, very much what's going on in your lives right now is what we're seeing on the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is that out of the pressure, do you think, to kind of...
I think that's really what the show is always about from the get-go. And I think it's really one of its qualities is that it's so close to, you know, what is genuinely happening in people's lives that you can watch it pan out on the screen, and I think that that's what keeps it authentic to a degree.
Yeah.
And I think that's its winning formula. So it's more enticing for people to, they might see something on social media or they might get a wind of a story.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is check in on the show and actually see how it develops. So,
I mean, the use of your word authentic there was interesting, because obviously there is a lot of people who sort of say the show is fake and that you're kind of given lines and you're directed to do whatever. Like, there is people who think that. Mm. So, you know, what do you say to those people?
Well, it's like anything. The longer a show goes on like that, I mean, we're in our 21st series now. Mm-hmm. The show is a different machine to what it was right at the beginning when they were kind of just going with the flow and, you know, it was such a success, wasn't it, that people didn't really know what it was all about. They were just really interested in it. It's a machine now. I mean, at the end of the day, it's definitely focusing still on people's real lives and real stories and real situations.
Mm-hmm.
We do take direction. We're never told what to say. Well, I've never been told what to say. Obviously, the structured setups that we've got is because we're making a TV show and they have to time it that people come in at the right time, and that's part of a structured reality TV show. But with regards to still the content, it's very authentic to what is genuinely going on in people's lives.
Yeah. So when you say structured, is it that you're told to go into like a restaurant at a certain time?
So that it would just be like, for example, I was in Gemma's shop the other day. I was genuinely helping her out. I was there. They said to me, right, the cameras are coming down between sort of 10 and 12. We will be doing a scene with you. So you hang about, you do whatever it is you've got to do. They come and set up. You know full well that they're going to be doing something, so they then get the phone to ring, or Bobby might then walk in after or whatever.
Yeah.
They do all of that. Mm-hmm. You don't actually know what's going on. You just are told to be there at a set time and do your thing, say what you need to say.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's got to obviously be an element of structure around it and stuff. Like, all the shows have that, whereas, you know, like, oh, you're going to go on this night out of this place or whatever, but... I mean, your reactions and what you're talking about and everything obviously is all genuine.
You're going with what you're kind of, you know,
yeah,
they know what they want to follow, because fundamentally they want to make an explosive show, and it's explosive in all aspects, you know, whether it's the good, the bad, you know, so they will pick out the things that they're interested in following. So you just keep going as you are, and if it just so happens your storyline is the one that they're interested in, then they will follow it. But obviously that can get to the point where people start getting a bit competitive, or, oh, how comes they're getting all the airtime? And, you know, it's just a little bit of swings and roundabouts. But people do get very caught up in all of that. I don't anymore. I used to.
I mean, what about the attention that you get from the show? I mean, coming back now, is it a lot more than when you were first in it, do you think?
You definitely get a heightened response when you're out and about. People are like, oh, because they've seen you recently and whatever. So that's nice. And it has a nice knock-on effect for other work. And people are showing an interest again. And social media numbers go up, which is always great. But yeah, I mean, it's funny how many people still remember me from back in the day with the Gemma stuff and the drawing her and all that kind of stuff. People really hold on to it. So I'm pleased that I'm part of like the original. I still feel like the show is like it was its best back in the day. I always think that.
Well, yeah. But with sort of getting attention and stuff, like, obviously in the street and that, like, do people sort of run up to you and like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do you get a lot of that?
I do, and especially like being in London, and if I'm doing stuff in Soho, and obviously I'm a bit of an advocate for the LGBT community now and whatever, like, I get so much love, and that's awesome. Whenever someone comes up to me, even the other day, they run up and like, we're huge fans, and I was like, oh, it's awesome to hear, and it's, you know, it's very nice.
But you had a really good reaction when you came out as well, though, didn't you? You had a lot of positive response, which is something that not everybody gets. So it must have been really nice to...
It was amazing. I mean, I was so nervous. I was talking about this yesterday, actually. You know, you build up such fear about how people are going to react.
Of course,
and you also feel like you've been doing a disservice to people because you've been hiding something. But the truth is, the response... ever since that day has been supportive, amazing, loving, and it's given me a great platform to be able to then use my experience to help others.
Yeah.
And that's been one of my main goals, is that you can get so caught up in yourself in these reality shows and being famous, whatever that is. But for me, it really is trying to balance it out, that you get given these opportunities. These kids are watching, or adults are watching, and people relate to you as real people or whatever, that if you can give something back or use your story, you know, in a genuinely good way,
yeah,
that's the best feeling that I can personally get from any of this.
Oh, definitely. I think obviously so many people, you know, young boys and girls do struggle to come to terms, and as sad as it is, obviously, in, you know, the time we're in, people still do find it difficult sometimes to come out. So having people in, you know, your kind of platform to, you know, do it in such a positive light, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I trust it all.
Yeah. Definitely. So what else keeps you busy other than TOWIE then? What else
keeps
you
me busy
to?
Well, I'm a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. So I do my online coaching with my charliekingfitness.com. And I am a columnist for Gay Times magazine. Mm-hmm. So that takes up quite a lot of my time. We're always going out trying new things and writing and photo shoots.
Yeah.
I've just recorded a new fitness show all over the summer, which comes out in January.
Cool.
Which as soon as I can tell you more about, I will, but it's so exciting.
Oh,
really nice. Exciting show, which will show people on journeys and transformations. And
oh my God, it's a bit like Revenge Body.
Do you know what? Yeah, oh, it's that kind of thing. And it comes with a lot of dramas and, you know, testing people to their limits.
Yeah.
And being able to show people what they're capable of doing.
Okay,
it's been
sounds
such
great.
A rewarding feeling. So that all starts. Well, I can't wait. You'll start seeing.
Essex is Khloe Kardashian.
Do you know what? That's the goal.
That should be on your Twitter bio.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Essex's answer to Khloe Kardashian.
Totally.
As soon as it starts like promoing, that's what I'm going to do. Watch this space. Yeah.
And speaking of changing bodies, then we'll have to talk just very briefly. Obviously, a few of your TOWIE co-stars have had a bit of work done recently, and I know Arge in particular is very pleased with his nose job, isn't he? And Bobby recently kind of spoke out about on Instagram, because people had been saying that he'd had more done, and he said, you know, he's just had his nose job done and he's happy with it. That's all that matters.
Mm.
I mean, I agree with that. I think if it's making you happy, then fair enough, do what you want to do.
I agree. I'm all for people feeling good about themselves. Mm. And as Bobby said, you know, he's had a problem breathing. I remember him telling me about this years ago. We actually went off camera, if you like, to go and get some advice on it, because, you know, if you can't breathe, it's an awful feeling. Mm. I've actually got a broken nose, which I wanted to fix, but I've never gotten around to doing, over sort of my left side. Mm. So I had it broken. But with regards to the surgery and what people are doing, if you're just kind of doing it in more of a vanity way, I personally do worry, because I know the impact it has on, you know, especially like the younger audience members.
Yeah.
They do look up to certain individuals, and they do think that certain looks are the good looks, when the girls have got all their lips done with filler and, you know, all this Botox and everything. On one hand, yes, do it if that's what makes you feel good. But on the other hand, does it really look good? And also, is it really good for you? And is it really going to help your confidence? Because once you start doing something like that, you tend to start opening up a whole can of worms, that once you want to fix that, you then want to fix that, and then you're going to get veneers even though you've got perfect teeth already. And for me, I don't think that's a great message to put out there to youngsters, because pressures are enough already when you're young and you're trying to find your way and be comfortable.
No, I know what you mean, because a lot of people do get a bit hooked on it, don't they? And you see these people who've had like 150 surgeries and they still want more done and everything. And obviously there's a, you know,
it's because it's like an addiction.
It's an addiction, and also it's very accessible, and going back to like the social medias and the Instagrams and everything, obviously we are all guilty of doing it. We want to put our best images and best sides out of ourselves.
I love a good
and of course, me too. But one thing I try and do, and I've tried to do just in all aspects of my career and as I navigate myself around this, is that I try and remain as true to myself as possible, and show that, especially again within the gay community, because there's a lot of pressures with body image and stuff like that. With that, is that you just got to find your own, like, your comfort zone and where you feel good. I've never had Botox. I've never had veneers. I work out, but I'm not working out because I feel the pressures of, you know, the community to tell me that I need a chiseled body or anything like that. I just try and find the things that make me feel good. Mm-hmm. And I try and portray that message across in my work as much as I can. Because a lot of it comes from sort of up, sort of like within your mental health,
yeah,
and also your own confidence. So internal stuff as opposed to the external.
Yeah, well, obviously you promote a very natural way of feeling better about yourself,
yeah,
which is always good. Maybe yeah. I should sign up. Cause, staying on the track then of Arj and Bobby, obviously they've both just done Celebs Go Dating as well. Did you tune in?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
I love that show.
It was so good. So good.
Love that show, yeah. Fantastic.
I was going to say, would you ever gone on it? But
you don't need to now.
I don't
need
to.
You've got a lovely fella.
I would never say never, though, to those sort of shows if I was single. I mean, I did the dinner dates. I did that
love dinner
a few years ago, and that was a real experience.
Yeah, I bet.
So I love this idea of people going out there trying to find love. I love all those dating shows because, again, I think really that's all what we want in life. You go out there and you try and make your face look a certain way or you know, try and make your money and X, Y, and Z. But really, when you're in front of someone else and you're on a date or you start liking someone or there's chemistry, nothing beats that feeling.
Yeah.
And I think as consumers and viewers, we all love to watch the
Definitely.
Dynamics between individuals.
Hence why Love Island did so well.
Love Island was huge, wasn't it? Do you know, I didn't see one episode.
Oh, my God.
And Hayley will be offended. I wasn't that into it either.
Obsessed.
But Hayley was obsessed.
At the Teen Awards the other day, they were down there, and honestly, the screams were just...
Oh, like, this year in particular has been crazy for the celebrity that's come out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all huge celebs.
Yeah.
And
I mean, every year, I feel like it's got better every year. But yeah, this year, they are... actual
are they making a gay version of that, did I hear?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
No, okay. I thought I heard they were casting for that. I was like, I don't know if that will work.
No, but dating shows in general are super popular, though.
They are.
There's so many of them, and obviously there's just a new one started on MTV last night at Single AF. But Celebs Go Dating, though, is like my fave. And for me, the best moment of the whole entire series was when Arj dribbled.
I didn't see that.
Oh my God.
It was so bad.
Really?
It was so horrible. It was amazing.
Oh yeah. My God.
Like, he totally drooled all over his date.
It was really bad.
Oh no, that's
There's
not cool.
There's a video online.
I'm going to check that
you
out.
Must watch.
I was just obsessed with Charlotte Dawson.
Oh, she was amazing.
Yeah,
she was the best. I was already obsessed with her, but now I'm like even more obsessed.
Yeah.
She's so
funny.
Oh,
I love her.
I love her. She made it. Yeah, she was great.
And what about other reality TV? What other shows are you into? Are you a big fan?
I'm a big fan of The Jungle. I think I just love that show. I always
do
get
think
involved
you'd
with
do
that.
It?
I would love to do it.
Really?
Trying to get on those sort of shows, those like Gold Dust.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm honest, I've gone for every bloody casting under the sun, and it's hard because there's so many people out there for those jobs. For me to do that show, though, would be incredible because I know what I've got within myself and my stamina and my mental health strength and just to be able to put my qualities to a camp and go out and get the food and work as a team player. I think that people would really see a side to me that they've never seen before.
Do you think you could eat all the bugs and that?
I would just get on with it. I'm one of them kind of guys. Yeah, you don't know half of what
sick.
I'm about. I get on with anything. you'd be surprised what I deal with in life. And I just crack on.
Yeah.
What
about like Strictly and stuff like that? Do you think, could you see yourself ever doing...
I get really upset when I can't pick up dance moves. I get really, really upset. Like, I walk out. I did, obviously nothing on the level of Strictly, but I did a dance thing in Trafalgar Square last year, and it was part of a dance troupe.
Mm.
And, you know, it was a lovely little opportunity to get involved, and it was for London Pride, and it was a big live audience, whatever, in the middle of Trafalgar Square. And the rehearsal process for me was killer because I was getting myself in such a paddy over like not getting the dance steps right and not being able to do it. And
maybe one-on-one though, you'd find it easier because if in a group, do you know what I mean? But if you've got a one-on-one tutor.
Yeah, I would love to do it. I mean, God, if the Strictly bosses came knocking, I would take it for sure.
I do remember your dancing on Towie. Edwin. It was something.
Yeah, it's kind of unique, right?
Yeah.
I kind of think that I'm a good dancer, and then you watch it and you're like, that's not how it felt when I was doing it, you know? Like, it's one of them things. But I love to dance. I love to move.
Well, you've just got to let your hair down and have fun. Who cares what you look like?
Well, people do.
I mean, it's on telly, so you know. It's a difference between, like, me making a fool of myself after a few Jager bombs on a night out, but yeah. No one's ever going to see that right. Again, are they?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's there forever for you.
Yep. Yeah. Just YouTube the Towie Live episode with me dancing to J-Lo. I mean, like, wow.
That Towie Live episode was, like, the best and worst piece of TV. Yeah.
It was car crash, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We forget about that one. There's something that we all say.
I forgot about it until you mentioned it just then.
We scrapped Series 7 of Towie. None of us talk about, even the producers, we just do not talk about.
Just doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. You know? It's off the radar.
Do you think you're going to stay in for a while now then? Do you think?
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah. I mean, I think it's always nice to come back and I always get a lovely response. So it's always down to the storyline. And obviously what they want. So I'm around, and if I can come back and be of a benefit to something, then I will be. One thing I've always said is I like to come back and be bringing some kind of substance. Like, so coming back to help Gemma was a really nice way of coming back in. Obviously my friendship with her is my main thing on the show now, I'd say. So it depends what goes on in her life, and obviously what Bobby does and how they either reconnect or don't. I don't know, so we'll see.
Well, hopefully you are going to be around for a while, and you can come back and join us on the podcast another time.
I'd love to.
But that is all we've got time for, unfortunately, but it's been lovely having you. And so don't forget that you can find all of our episodes of In Reality on iTunes and Audio Boom. Don't forget to give us a subscribe and leave a comment and let us know what you think. But for now, thanks very much, and thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ook bewust bezig zijn met je mobiel? Dat kan al voor €20,50 per maand met de Huawei P20 Lite. Nu met 300 minuten of sms'jes en 1000 MB 4G-internet. Kijk op ben.nl.
Let op. Geld lenen kost geld.